Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, those of us who like to barbecue in the summer and throw a couple big steaks on the grill, we're faced with sort of a dilemma. What the heck goes with steaks that you can also tolerate in hot weather? And usually it's going to be a big red. And you know what? When it comes down to it, I'm willing to make the sacrifice.
Oh, you're taking one for the team,
are you? I'll take one for the team and pull the cork on a big old red.
I'm with you. I'm not usually into big reds this time of year. With that one major exception. Yeah. Big reds to serve with big steaks cooked on the grill.
Yeah.
I love to grill. I do it year-round at least 2 to 3 times a week. And there's something that will always appeal to me about a well-cut steak with grill marks served with a big old red wine. During the winter, I usually opt for something a little more elegant with my wine selection.
Mm-hmm.
But in the summer, I'm more interested in pure hedonism.
All right.
Okay. Here are 3 reds I tried that will certainly fill the bill. From Clinker Brick Winery.
Oh, yeah.
The 2020 Faro Vineyard Syrah from the Lodi region of California. This is a surprisingly well-balanced Syrah that packs a lot of flavor with a pleasing amount of finesse. Deeply red, violet in color, aromas of dark cherry and blackberry with cocoa and tobacco notes over layered full-bodied juice with fine-grained tannin-balanced acidity and a long, spicy, plummy finish. Pair this with a thick ribeye, some sautéed mushrooms, and a good wedge salad, and you will think there's all right with the world, especially as this wine is a great deal at $19.99 a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah. Staying somewhat in the same lane from producer McPrice Myers, they have a line called Hardworking Wines. I tried the 2022 wine named Right Hand Man. This is sourced from Paso Robles in Santa Barbara County, and it's a blend of 82% Syrah, 16% Petite Syrah, which, as we both know, is not petite, and 2% Viognier. So it's sort of a Northern Rhone Valley stylistic approach. Concentrated and fruit-forward, the wine is generous, bordering on the luxurious aromas of blueberry and blackberry, which are kind of classic Syrah. Blueberry and blackberry, savory herbs, and nuances of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate. It handles its 14.9% ABV quite easily. And the savory note in the finish makes me want to pair it with a well-gribbed prime rib where you can gnaw on the bone.
Oh, my goodness.
Another good value at $24.99. Lastly, from a property called Brassfield Estates, which I was heretofore not familiar with, it's located in High Valley in Lake County, California, comes the 2021 proprietary red blend called Eruption. The wine is so named because the vineyard is adjacent to an ancient volcano and is at relatively high elevations between 1,900 to 2,200 feet. The blend is mostly Malbec and Syrah with portions of Mourvèdre and Petite Syrah, which come together with remarkable harmony. Aromas of blackberry, blueberry, briar, herbs, and violet float over the flavors of plum and dark cherry. Tannins are firm and distinctive, almost crying for a piece of well-marbled beef. I'm thinking a high-quality bacon-wrapped filet mignon. And since the wine is only $20.99, I can afford to buy a prime steak. There you have it. My wine of the week in this case is the Eruption because it's just a hair above the other two wines.
Oh, boy, my mouth is watering, Hugh. Let's go get some steak.
Okay.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.